welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan. And we spent the first hour talking about tocotrienols and how they impact your health, specifically the delta form of tocotrienol derived from annatto beans or annatto seed. And those of you who are on the phones, thank you for staying there over the break, and we'll get to you in just a moment. Dr. Tan, one thing we didn't talk about, we talked about how the tocotrienols, can impact cholesterol levels beneficially, but they also can impact triglyceride levels.
They could. And this is my understanding. Allow me to have one sentence on understanding diabetes, because it is a very promiscuous disease. It's a constellation of disease. And I like to simplify it to this, a grasp on diabetes. Diabetes is the body nutrients gone bad. That's how for example, the fat, like triglyceride, cholesterol, like LDL, and if you don't take care of them, they become inflammation, and eventually this all will snowball to sugar, which is glucose. Notice that? All of these are the body nutrients. It just gone bad. The metabolism in the body gone bad. Now, with the tocotrienol, this is how it works. When I say that it works on diabetes, the audience may immediately say, oh, this may lower my sugar. No. The tocotrienol, if it does lower the sugar, is very transient, maybe like 5% or 10% at most. Before diabetes is onset, where the sugar gone sky high, pre-diabetes sets in first, otherwise it won't be pre. And pre-diabetes, their sugar is not high. You notice that? So in all people with pre-diabetes, their triglyceride is high. Aha. So once we get the idea that we can control the triglyceride, then there's a measure how we might control the onset of high sugar. So this is how tocotrienol works. In studies where it is done with tocopherol free, it would lower the triglyceride, and we were happy to find that. So the other ingredients that are good in lowering triglyceride is fish oil and niacin. And we are now hoping to design a study. I'm so proud to be able to connect to this in the Marshall Islands, where we hope to give people the tocopherol-free tocotrienol, the delta tocotrienol, with fish oil, both known to really go after the triglyceride, to see if this would reverse people with pre-diabetes back to normal, not pre-diabetes forward to become diabetes. So, and this is how, and we think that fundamentally it works because it is able to control a particular signal that control the spewing of the triglyceride into the blood vessel, and therefore able to lower the triglyceride. So that's how my understanding, when I explain to people how the connection of tocotrienol is to diabetes.
Hey, if you can do that, that would be a blessing, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Tan, before we get to the phones, I just wanted to go over one more time the dosage on the delta tocotrienols. You said, I understood that if somebody was taking it sort of prophylactically or as a maintenance dose, just as for its antioxidant benefits, and 50 milligrams a day. Now, if somebody wants to take the tocotrienols to try and help lower their cholesterol, the dose would be what?
100 milligrams.
100 milligrams per day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for example, Allergy Research makes a 50 milligram and a 125 milligram. So in this particular case, taking 125 milligrams of tocotrienols would be just fine for the cholesterol.
Be just fine because many people may be a little larger in weight, and that might work. But in our study, we have confirmed that 75 to 100 milligram work on normalizing the lipids, including cholesterol as well as the triglyceride. And the higher potency, because the jury is still out for the cancer, I think that in the next 2 or 3 years, we will see information coming back to what extent this might work on our normal cells gone bad.
Hey, I think since there may be one or two people who are not listening in the first hour, that we probably ought to mention that you want to take the tocotrienols separate from when you take your vitamin E.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know, we've discussed this already, but apparently the taking the vitamin E at the same time will prevent the absorption of the tocotrienols. So you want to leave it presumably a few hours apart at least.
Yes, and then if the person cared to take it in a particular time, I might as well say it now, would be to take the tocotrienol. The best time to take it with dinner or in the evening time. And yeah, it's a specific reason. It is a nuance, but it's an important nuance. When we are eating food, the body teaches us not to make cholesterol, because the food may bring in cholesterol, like egg or other meats, you see. But when we are in the middle of our fasting state, which is about 12 or 1 in the morning, because we're not eating anything, that's when the body produces the most cholesterol. So therefore, if you take the tocotrienol, say with an evening meal, say like that, it needs fat to absorb, evening meal, then it peaks, the tocotrienol peaks in the blood about 4 to 5 hours later, about the time when your liver is synthesizing cholesterol. That's the best time to reduce the liver ability to synthesize cholesterol.
Right. And that's why you would take statins in the evening as well.
That is correct. Thank you, Dr. Pratt. That is exactly why the doctor asked the patient to take it in at night, because it will mitigate liver ability to synthesize cholesterol at midnight or 1 in the morning.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, the body is so smart. Maybe we should be as smart one day. Okay, let's talk to Dr. Fine from West Hempstead, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi.
I've been taking vitamin E since I'm about 10 years old, D-alpha-tocopherol.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Carlton Fredericks at the time, because I was pretty sick when I was a kid. And my mother was a bad diabetic, and I used to get charley horses or muscle spasms. And I heard him talk about it, and I took the vitamin E,
mm-hmm.
and that helped. When I stopped taking it, it came back. So I've been taking it all these years.
All right.
So is it all right if I keep on taking it, or is it all right if I just took the tocotrienol without the vitamin E?
You can take both, just at a separate time. Keep in mind, at the very beginning of the show, I said each of us have 75 trillion cells.
Right.
It's a huge amount of surface area of membrane to protect. So if you just take them separate, there's no reason that I'm trying to communicate.
If I took 400 IUs in the morning, mm-hmm. and then took the other at night, after meals, during the meals, or what?
It doesn't matter, because it takes 2 hours for the stomach to clear the meal. So an hour before through 2 hours after. So there's nothing religious about must take it with a meal. But generally with the meal time, enough fat that the tocotrienol would absorb in the body.
Right.
I'm a victim of Lipitor, where it nearly destroyed me in 3 weeks. And I'm afraid to take anything for cholesterol. And I hope that taking it, I'm going to get it. And if It'll lower my cholesterol?
Yes, and Dr. Feinmuller is still here, and Arnie and Dr. Porter. If you could at all in the future interview a very good friend of mine, he's called Space Doc because he was involved in Apollo 4. He was the first medical doctor to go to space. He just wrote a book on, I don't know the exact title, about statin and then able to make people have severe myopathy.
Oh, okay, unbelievable.
Dr. Gravelin, Dwayne Gravelin. And then if you interview him, he would be able to describe this in much, much better detail than I ever could on the downside of taking a statin.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you spell the doctor's name?
Gravelin, Gravelin. And first name, Dwayne.
Dwayne, okay. Dwayne Gravelin. All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for that call, Dr. Fine. All right, so definitely we have to try and get a hold of Dr. Gravelin. All righty, guess what? We're going to take a short break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We're talking to Dr. Barry Tan about tocotrienols and how they can impact your health. Okay, we shall return. This is Arnie Gatomer.
Yes, and this is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan, will all return after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
And this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, and all American Health products now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. And also, I want to point out that one of our favorite Jarrow products, Pomgard Pomegranate Concentrate Capsules, are on sale at 1/2 price. And I also want to tell you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals and Enzymatic Therapy, the full lines on sale at 35% off list. American Health, Camacare, Natrol, Home Health, Nature's Way, Bork and Taffel, full lines at 30% off list. And there's more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And do you have our current product reference catalog? You can pick one up at any of our Wilner Chemist stores. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Option number 3. Or you can request a copy online at wilner.com. And our two stores in Manhattan are located at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls shortly.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And here's some good news. The full line of New Chapter supplements now on sale at 25% off list at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan. And Dr. Tan is... Barry, your company is the company that makes the annatto-seed tocotrienol.
Yes, and also we conduct research on new areas or different areas of research. But our primary goal is to extract them and make it in forms that people can use for different study or different requirements, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
But if we wanted to purchase tocotrienol,
okay.
Who do we purchase it
okay,
from?
So,
besides saying Wilner, but who do
all
we
right,
ask
so,
for?
You sell your tocotrienol to Allergy Research, and they put it into a product called Delta Fraction Tocotrienols.
That is correct. We only business to business.
Okay.
Right.
So the other question I want to ask is, we know that Yasu, for instance, does a lot of vitamin E work. Last time I checked, they had a tocotrienol combined with vitamin E, and I guess they also had tocotrienol separately. Kind of update me on where we stand in relation to those products as opposed to the Allergy Research products.
I believe that product, the Yasu product, is from rice tocotrienol, which they got from Eastman Kodak. That initially was from a company that we have extract rice tocotrienol, and it's been sold out to Eastman, and they made it, and Yasu got the product from them, unless they're into palm. Most of the tocotrienol out there is from palm. And where the distinction is not clarified is they'll say palm tocotrienol, and then 25% would be tocopherol. And then they'll say rice tocotrienol, but 50% will be tocopherol. So I would ask that when people look at the nutritional panel to look on the back to see how much tocotrienol it actually contains. And of course, if it's tocopherol, the better for the extent of the tocotrienol to be absorbed, being mitigated. You know.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to Ronald from Queens. Hi, Ronald.
Hi. Good afternoon. I have two questions. First of all, I'd like to know what percentage of the tocotrienols would be prevented from being absorbed if you took it with tocopherol. And my second question is, given the fact that taking alpha tocopherol increases mortality by 4%, because people don't realize that they're actually displacing the tocotrienol by taking alpha tocopherol by itself, would that prevent taking these tocotrienols prevent the increased mortality from taking alpha tocopherol by itself?
What was the first question again now?
Does taking tocopherol in combination at the same time with tocotrienol completely prevent the absorption, or what percentage?
In other words, what he's asking is how much of the absorption of the tocotrienols is impaired if you take it with the vitamin E?
I don't think that the studies have been done, like how much it prevents the tocopherol from absorption, other than it does prevent, but I don't think people were able to be able to do it quantitatively, just qualitatively. They know that some prevention has happened. What they have done is, when they have different amounts of tocopherol and tocotrienol, they look for the tocotrienol ability to lower the cholesterol. Say if they use a certain amount of tocotrienol, the cholesterol drop. And then when they have zero tocopherol, then they have about 50% as tocopherol, then the tocotrienol is unable to lower the cholesterol. Then they put even more tocopherol, and then not only is the tocotrienol unable to lower the cholesterol, is even able to raise the cholesterol a little bit because of huge amount of alpha tocopherol taken. So they're looking for function of the tocotrienol. It overwhelms by the presence of the tocopherol when it is there. So not so much how much of the tocotrienol get absorbed. So that's the first part. The second part, you're trying to make the inference to see if the inference is correct, that alpha tocopherol, if they take a huge amount, is able to cause mortality. I have problem with the understanding of the mortality part. I know that study was published in 2005 like this. I know this. If you take a lot of tocopherol, the small amount of tocotrienol found in the food source, which is so small already as it is probably liable that the tocotrienol is not even absorbed. That is sad to me for that. So, and that I can say. As to whether the tocopherol inhibit the tocotrienol absorption and therefore even cause the mortality, I don't know if I have a position to make that connection.
Okay, Ronald, thanks so much for that call. And next we have Karen from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, I want to know if a person needs to lower LDL, would delta tocotrienol
right
lower the LDL also?
Oh, good question. Go ahead, Barry.
Okay, yes. It would lower the LDL and the total cholesterol. It increased the HDL modestly. It's generally very difficult to increase the good cholesterol, but increased about 5%. The LDL typically drop somewhere between 15% to 20%, typically, on a 100 milligram dosage. And then the triglyceride would also drop. Unless your triglyceride is already normal, then it probably would not drop. So therefore, if the triglyceride drop and the LDL drop, overall, your cardiovascular index would improve, particularly if your HDL increase a little bit. Yes, it would drop the LDL, the bad cholesterol.
Okay, thanks for that call, Karen. And it's time for another quick break, including a check on traffic. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, and it's now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. And this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan, will be back in a couple of moments.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Looking for an easy and fun way to get the benefits of EGCG-rich tea? T-Zen is the answer. That's T-E-A-Z-E-N. T-Zen is a totally different experience that makes drinking tea fun. T-Zen is a concentrated liquid white tea brimming with the super antioxidant EGCG. In fact, one serving of T-Zen has 8 times the EGCG of a typical cup of regular black tea. T-Zen comes in convenient dropper bottles. There are 6 delicious flavors and special combinations with no artificial sweeteners or preservatives. All are calorie-free and decaffeinated. Choose from the following formulas: Energizing, Beauty, Immunity, Vitamin C, Wellness, Antioxidant, Stress, or Night. Check out the details on our website, Wilner.com, under T-Zen. Click the info button. Try all 6 T-Zen formulas. You'll like them.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And right now, taking a peek what's happening across the Hudson River George Washington Bridge. We had some earlier problems with a disabled motorcycle on the upper deck. Looks like that has been picked up, but we will still be tied up about 20 minutes heading for the upper deck. Downstairs, 5 minutes. Holland Tunnel, cost you 20. Out of town, inbound side, you're okay. And over at the Lincoln Tunnel, everything appears to be in good shape for you. FDR Drive, accident on the southbound side around 72nd Street, causing delays in both directions. Southbound slowdowns will begin in the 110s northbound side back into the 30s. I don't know if you're going to be traveling on the Cross Bronx Expressway, a tough go westbound side, Bronx River Parkway, heading in towards the west side highway, eastbound side off the GW Bridge, heading into Webster Avenue, plenty of company there. Belt Parkway, bit slow, Kennedy Airport out to Coney Island Avenue. Also, if you're going to be traveling in Staten Island on the eastbound Staten Island Expressway, looks like we have some delays around the Gothels Bridge, heading in towards Bradley Avenue, some slow traffic. Turnpike looks good as well as the Garden State Parkway. I'm Bill Powers, WOR.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770, or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and Propax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, Propax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, Propax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. Three clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just two multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPacks with NT factor is the answer. ProPacks with NT factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan. And this show is being broadcast on WOR in New York City, and it's down in Atlanta, Georgia on WGKA. And the 800 number works in Atlanta, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Dorothy from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi, Dorothy.
Yes, I have been taking a supplement that was recommended. I mean, the supplement wasn't recommended, but taking it was recommended by my retinal specialist for macular degeneration, in line with the study they did years ago on vitamins that help, nutrition that helps. And I noticed that in my supplement there is 20 milligrams of mixed tocopherols, and I take it twice a day. And also, every once in a while, I take E400 IUs, a mixed alpha, beta, delta, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what if the tocotrienols would be more effective and give more nutritional support, and if I should shift the amount, you know, what I'm taking.
Okay. Concerning macular degeneration, that was vitamin E was part of that cocktail that they used. So I don't know that the tocotrienols would be more effective for the macular degeneration problem. But if you were wanting to take tocotrienols for the cholesterol or any other reason, that might be all right. But you should separate it from the vitamin E. Would you agree, Dr. Tan?
Yeah, that would be true. The original study done, Dorothy, was on the ARED study, ARED study, and they use tocopherol. You raised something that I wasn't planning to talk about, but let me just put a note on this. There is a phenomenon called angiogenesis. It just means unusual or aberrant growth of new vessels. This area is usually concerned in the cancer study. And if you have angiogenesis, the tumor is producing a lot of vessel around it to feed it. But in the non-cancer area, angiogenesis is particularly aberrant in a few cases, such as psoriasis, eczema, and in the eye, macular degeneration and retinopathy. If you ask any doctor of the eye, they'll tell you they have aberrant growth of blood vessel. And these aberrant growth of blood vessel in retinopathy, particularly diabetic retinopathy and macular degeneration, they're due to angiogenesis. And tocotrienol been shown to inhibit angiogenesis. So to the extent that the macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy is caused by aberrant angiogenic growth, then the tocotrienol would inhibit. So for that, if you were to go on the website to read tocotrienol, especially delta tocotrienol and angiogenesis, you'll be able to read this for yourself. And in fact, somebody is now doing a study on the delta tocotrienol and diabetic retinopathy, not macular degeneration. However,
okay, Barry, Dr. Tan, what is the website where people can get more information if they wanted it?
Thank you. If you go to American River Nutrition, a continuous word, AmericanRiverNutrition.com, or if you type Delta Gold, that's just our trade name, or simply just Anato Tocotrienol, you'll be able to lead you to American River Nutrition. But if you simply type AmericanRiverNutrition.com, I post all the published work there and who else to read about this. And then while you're on this, I recently have an interview by Dr. Richard Passwater in Whole Foods. And then you can read that. It's posted on my website. And Dr. Steven Sinatra, on his newsletter as a cardiologist view, he wrote in March, he interviewed me, but the article he wrote himself, he said Delta Tocotrienol, the new vitamin E anti-inflammatory superstar. And he just wrote it 2 months ago, and this is also found on their website, and it'll lead you to how to go to read, and they will cite references themselves accordingly.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thanks for that call, Dorothy. And let's talk to Robert from Manhattan. Hi, Robert. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Thank you. I'd like to address my question to Dr. Tan.
All right, he's listening.
Dr. Tan, I wonder if you could elaborate on what you said previously about what dosage of the delta fraction tocotrienol do you recommend in the possible efficacious prevention of cancer in a healthy person?
In a healthy person on cancer, right now I know of a group, they're experimenting with this, and I think that they're, now remember, this is healthy person prevention. I think that they are shooting for 100 milligram, whereas a 2 to 300 milligram is already for a treatment. And we are planning and conducting a study ourselves to recruit men with prostate cancer, early stages, not late stages. We're not sure if it works in the late stages, in the early stages. And we are still toying with the dosage somewhere between 2 to 400 milligram. So for treatment, they tend to be higher. For the prevention, I'm still erring on the lower side, like 100 milligram, like it would work for lipid management type.
But it wouldn't hurt if I took 200, right?
No, it would not. No more than when people take normal vitamin E, the alpha tocopherol, the natural form, anywhere from 400 to 1,000 milligram. So I'm only suggesting dosages that are much lower than that.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Tan. Could I speak to...
We're all here. You know, everybody here is Robert.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, Arnie, I'm looking at the Wilner catalog, and I see tocotrienol delta fraction 30 soft gels.
Right.
Are those the 125 milligram?
That's the 125 milligram.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, and
yeah,
thank you very much.
That's the 125, and it only comes at this point in that bottle of 30 capsules. Maybe one day Allergy Research will come out with a little larger size, but right now it's just there. But, you know, once again, you know, you were talking or thinking perhaps of taking higher dose of the tocotrienols, which in itself, as Dr. Tan said, would be okay to do. Don't stop taking the regular vitamin E. In other words, don't discontinue your tocopherols.
No, I'm going to take that away from the...
take it away. And, yeah, okay.
But I thought I would take a little more because I'm a very large person.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's a good reason.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Robert. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's say hello to Ed calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing fine.
Great. I wanted to know if the tocotrienol, because I have high blood pressure and diabetes, would that help to the numbers to be good?
High blood pressure and diabetes.
Yes.
I think that for high blood pressure and diabetes, this would be right at the T that you should be taking that. And then for that, if you get a chance to come to my website on AmericanRiverNutrition.com, and I gave a webinar at the beginning of the year in January, and in it, I gave a particular formula. I'm strongly supporting people, particularly if they have high blood pressure, to take tocotrienol and CoQ10 as a combo, which I'm sure Wilner sell CoQ.
Oh, yeah.
That form. form. And because at 100 milligram, published study indicate for CoQ10, it would drop people's blood pressure. Now, it's not adequate drop, but it dropped. And tocotrienol had been shown for animal study. They use spontaneously hypotensive rat. That means that as they age, they begin to increase in blood pressure. And then they would lower their blood pressure. So in recommending to people the two magic 100-100, 100 milligram tocotrienol as well as 100 milligram Q that to help manage the blood pressure. I think that the blood pressure management by CoQ and tocotrienol, perhaps it is an indirect effect by managing the normal nutrients in our body to function properly, and therefore the blood pressure is more in control. So yes, my friend, that would be something I would strongly recommend.
Where can I get it from? Your website?
You can order from our website. We do have a store in Atlanta in the Buckhead area, 2900 Peachtree Road. If you happen to be anywhere near there, they would have the product as well. Delta Tocotrienols by Allergy Research Group.
Okay.
But it's also on our website, Wilner.com.
Okay. Wilner, W-I-L-N-E-R?
Two L's.
12, okay.
W-I-L-L-N-E-R, Wilner.com. And
okay.
if you go to Allergy Research on under tocotrienol, you'll find the Delta tocotrienol, and you can get either the 50 or the 125 milligram.
Okay. All right. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Ed. Okay. You know, before the... Okay, Dr. Podell,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, just a thought struck me. The Mediterranean diet, people use lots of olive oil and seafood and so on. Are they getting tocotrienols as part of that?
A small amount of tocotrienol in olive oil.
Okay.
Yeah. See, actually, the tocotrienol, it's been around. It's just that our lack of knowledge, as well as nobody talks about it. If we take a normal American diet, we probably pick up small, up to 5 milligrams of tocotrienol in a diet, probably from corn oil, which is a monocot, you know, because we eating corn, and also corn that we feed to animal, and then we eat chicken or beef or pork, that would also have small amount of it, and this is published by the USDA trying to assess how much tocotrienol and tocopherol do people actually get from the food. And I summarized that study and I published it in 2005, and it's anywhere between 2 to 5. Not enough, but still something. So I recommend that the 50 milligram would be a good place to start for antioxidant. Anyway, for olive oil, there's small amount there.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Tan. Okay, you heard a commercial a little while back for Twin Labs, that TZen green tea. Well, we have an in-store special, 30% off list on those Twin Lab products. Okay, and we're going to pause for another break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan, will be back after these messages.
Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems? Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in 4 great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Rather than take a one-size-fits-all multiple, why not take one that employs a more personalized approach by considering your unique nutritional requirements? Blue Bonnet has achieved this by developing five new multivitamin and mineral formulas under its targeted multiples line, which takes into account age, gender, diet, and lifestyle. There is a multiple formula for men called Men's Choice and one for women called Ladies' Choice, in addition to a multiple vitamin for vegetarians called Veggie Choice, and two separate formulas for men and women in their prime called Ageless Choice for men and women 50+. This new line of targeted multiples from Blue Bonnet provides over 50 crucial vitamins, minerals, and proprietary nutrients specifically addressing each of your individual dietary needs and health concerns. So now personalized nutrition has just gotten easier when it comes to fulfilling your specific nutritional requirements. Blue Bonnet's new targeted multiples allows you to make the right choice every time. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
And a quick reminder, a 30% discount from Blue Bonnet on their product Trimology Licorice Flavonoid, which has been shown in human studies to lower abdominal fat accumulation.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Barry Tan. Dr. Tan, before we get to the phones, a quick question about the statins and the tocotrienol. If someone is currently taking a statin medication and they were looking to lower their dosage or trying to discontinue it, can you take the tocotrienols along with the statin?
Yes, and then they take it, and then when they next do their reading, and then they discuss it with their physician.
Absolutely.
They can do the dose or not. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, let's talk to Steve from Manhattan.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Steve.
I have two questions.
Okay.
I'm wondering whether the application of heat when you cook food harms these tocotrienols, and is, since you mentioned palm as the primary source, what about coconut?
Okay. The first question, heat. Fortunately, the tocopherol and tocotrienol are relatively stable. And when we extract them, we would use high temperature, and they would not decompose or degrade easily. So for cooking, unless you deep fry them, they make not maybe a different thing. But if you were to stir fry something, it probably would survive, or most of it would survive. So it should be relatively heat stable. And then the second question, what about coconut oil or coconut?
Yeah, you mentioned palm as the primary source, and I know coconut is a relative. I'm wondering if it has any tocotrienols.
Yes, coconut does. Coconut has a small amount, nothing like that of palm that it has. It has less potent kind called alpha tocotrienol. So if you need to get it from any natural sources, it would probably from palm oil or rice bran oil. I cook at home using rice bran oil, and then you can buy from the store. So it doesn't have a lot, but to the extent that I need vegetable oil, I'll use that.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next we have Martin from Staten Island, New York.
Hello, Arnie. I appreciate your wonderful program today.
You're very welcome.
My question for Dr. Tassin, I'm looking at an advertisement in a book, since you're on the topic of tocotrienols, and it says vitamin E mixed with tocotrienols, 400 milligrams, and it has D-alpha plus gamma plus delta plus beta tocotrienols. For one, for supporting general health, is there a problem if one wants to take that for his general health, please?
For general health, no. If you take, I mean, when people make the formulation, a few say in that. I just tell people what the science bears out. So if you take already a deliberately pre-mixed tocopherol, like 400 IU, because that claim is well known to people who take tocopherol, and then with tocotrienol, and they may even coin the phrase full spectrum vitamin E. All I could say is, if you take a supplement like that together, and they're not separable, so you cannot take them evening, morning, that kind of thing, that means that you pretty much take that supplement, and it will perform as a powerful antioxidant. Probably not more than that.
Right, so you would suggest to take them separately?
I would suggest them to take them separately because the alpha tocopherol natural form you can get from Wilma, and then that would be good just in the morning time. And see, think of it this way. We're already privileged. You know, if it were only 5 years ago, there is no such thing as tocopherol-free tocotrienol. That is from natural source. When I stumble on this plant, which I hope Arnie will ask me a question on this, how I stumble onto this plant, unique. It is the only plant in my life that I've been trying to be a medicine man, able to source a plant that simply does not produce tocopherol. So maybe if Arnie asks me later, I can tell why I feel this plant does not make tocopherol in its mix, you know. So anyway, if this is discovered, then taking them separate is the best situation we understand from science.
Thank you so very much, Doctor.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Martin. Okay, Dr. Tan, I have a question for you. How did you find Anato?
Thank you. You know, about 10, 15 years ago, I was in South America. At the time, lutein, which is good for the macular degeneration, I was looking for what I heard people say, a gigantic marigold plant that will produce a lutein.
Right.
So I was on a campaign to go over to look. I did find this gigantic marigold plant for lutein and zeaxanthin. But when I was looking on a corner of my eye, something caught my eye about another red plant. It's got some furry thing, and it's like a pot that opened. I thought it was Anato at that time, but I wasn't sure. But I noticed that the plant was phototrophic. It just followed the sun. So when I confirmed that it was Anato plant, I knew that Anato is used for making as a food colorant. And that color is a carotenoid, just like lutein zeaxanthin. But as we all know, carotenoids are even more unstable. And if it is phototrophic, which means follow the sun, with the sun drenching on it and the oxygen chewing it up, the carotene would have decomposed super fast. So my intuitive thought was that, hey, something is protecting the Anato color, which is a carotenoid, from decomposition. I wonder what that natural protectant is. That was it. I happened to ask the right question. I got a sample of the Anato seed. I extract and take away the Anato bixin, which is the carotenoid. And lo and behold, that substance in it is just pure tocotrienol without tocopherol. So there lies an intuitive secret from the plant itself. The plant don't make things to feed you and I. The plant make things to protect itself. So the plant know that in order to protect the carotenoid from sheer decomposition, they use the best known vitamin E to protect it. And that best known thing is delta tocotrienol. So that's the short side of the story. And I was so gratified and thankful to God and to nature that I happened to stumble on this. For 100 to 200 years, we've been using the Anato extract, but
no one knows
what protects the Anato from decomposition.
That's right.
The simple vitamin E called tocotrienol. That's it.
Hey, that's why you are the scientist.
Thank you.
That's right. Okay, let's just summarize a drop. We were talking about the delta tocotrienol and the delta because the delta is the most active form of tocotrienol, and it happens to be derived from the annatto seed. And the at this point, the product that is available is made by Allergy Research Group, and it's called delta tocotrienol, and it comes in a 50 milligram, and it also comes in a 125 milligram capsule. And Dr. Tan pointed out for maintenance dosages, 50 milligram is fine. It does have a very good action in down regulating the cholesterol, the HMG reductase. It down regulates that, so you'll make less and less cholesterol. You won't stop it completely. And then for aberrant cell growth, you can use dosages up to 250 milligrams per day. How is that, Dr. Tan?
You did an excellent job. And if any of your audience would need more information or would like to pick a copy of the book and confirm for themselves, they can come to my website and then go. That book is
on it. Okay, I'll give the website when we get back.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Dr. Tan, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Tan's website is AmericanRiverNutrition.com. Okay. And, you know, please, you can go on there and get all sorts of information. We will return again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's where we are, every Sunday at 2 o'clock on the Wilner Window. Please join in. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.